Welcome, Bard Brawlers, to the Bard Brawl. Gong. We are in a chantish mood today. I don't know why, but I am Daniel J. Rowe, and I'm sitting here with Mr. Eric Jean once again.
Yes, off-site.
Off-site. We're in Bard Brawl Studio Gamma.
Oh, Studio Gamma.
Yours is Beta.
Okay.
We did one. This is the Bard Brawl field trip to, where are we? Montreal.
TMR.
That's Stephanie E.M. Coleman joining us on the Bard Brawl field trip to TMR, wearing a bronzed silky shirt and a newsboy cap.
Yes, pajamas.
Basic.
And the hat makes it business.
She went pajamas to business in one step. And we have the mother and stepdaughter team of Melissa Lena Taylor and Kira Headley. Oh, they're looking at me very, very strangely.
Hello.
You have to decide which is which.
You will never know.
They're the same height. You guys are the same height.
I'm an inch taller.
Oh.
But 6 months ago, she was an inch taller.
For now.
Kira Headley will be performing in Les Miserables next, April 3rd,
April
4th? April 4th at which school?
Westmount High.
Westmount High. Everybody go out and see Les Miserables. It'll be good.
One performance only.
One performance.
Don't
one
miss it.
Yeah. Note
really?
To administrators. What's that all about? One performance.
And hey, administrators, why haven't you given us a solid date yet, guys? Come on.
Wow. Oh, okay.
We have
administrators, ho.
There you go.
There you go.
Whoever you administrators are at an English school in Montreal, now you have one more thing to worry about.
I'm coming for you.
Kira is coming in. She has a sword now, as seen on bardbrawl.com. The Bard Brawl podcast is brought to you by bardbrawl.com, where you can pick up your copy of Zunes, Act 1, Scene 1, 1 to 17. Go to Bard Brawl, click on the Zunes link, and you can buy it there. It's $12. Well worth your while, and very fun. Eric Jean.
Yes.
Where are we? What play are we doing? What time period is it in? And what do you think the Habs' chances are of advancing past two rounds in the playoffs?
I'll start with the last question. Slim. Now, back to Shakespeare. Romeo and Juliet. We've just finished Act 3, where Mercutio is dead. Tybalt is dead. He's been killed by Romeo, because Tybalt killed Mercutio, and Romeo's been banished from to Mantua. He's been banished from Verona.
Worse than death. Banishment.
Worse than death. Until Friar Lawrence says, "Hey, you can just live in another town." and so he says, "Okay, run off to this place. I'll send a message to Juliet, and we'll work something out so that you guys can go hide out." And then, when this blows over, you can come back to Verona and everything will be good.
And meanwhile, in Juliet's house, something is brewing.
She's lucky. She's going to get married.
Again.
Get married again to Paris.
Right.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, County Paris. Paul Rudd has played in Baz Luhrmann's 1996 version of Romeo plus Juliet, the review of which is done by Mickey Lavelle on bardbrawl.com. Everybody's seen this play. Everybody kind of knows what's happened.
Yeah.
But I encourage you listeners to go to bardbrawl.com and look at the first three acts and read Eric's synopsis of those acts. I enjoyed them very much. It's not as romantic as you think. Spoiler.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah, takeaway. So we are in Act 4. We are in Verona slash... No, this one's just actually all in Verona.
Probably,
because,
yeah.
Because we will get to Mantua. In due time, Romeo's not there. His best friend's dead. Juliet's cousin's dead. They're married. And in one movie version, you get to see Juliet's boobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Hardcore!
I let you listeners tell me which one. I know because my high school drama teacher was obsessed with this particular version. Awkward.
You had a drama teacher.
They did a performance of Romeo and Juliet, and it was in honor of the blank version of the play. Like, so you do a play version in honor of a movie, which is strange. Of a play.
It's okay.
Strange. High school, you can do whatever you want, I think. Not you, Kira. You can't do whatever you want. We're all watching. Bardball Nation is watching. Creepily.
You're like a celebrity. Child celebrity.
Yeah. Basically. You are. You basically are. We are in Friar Lawrence's cell. This is not like a prison. What is that? Why do they call it a cell?
Where he, like, lives. And
when did cell become cell? Like, prison?
I'm not sure, actually. But
it's weird, because I noticed that comes up.
I don't know. But he's in his room, basically. Like a church, presumably.
And this scene, we have Friar Lawrence, Mr. Eric Jean, we have County Paris, which is moi, and Juliet, which is Juliet.
Me.
That's you, Melissa Alina Taylor. Enter Friar Lawrence and County Paris.
On Thursday, sir, the time is very short.
They had planned, her dad wanted them to get married Wednesday and said, no, she's too sad because her cousin's dead, so
Thursday it is. It makes much more sense. Yeah.
That extra 24 hours is key. Yeah.
My father Capulet will have it so, and I'm nothing slow to slack his haste.
You say you do not know the lady's mind? Uneven is the course, I'd like it not.
Immoderately she weeps for Tybalt's death, and therefore have I little talked of love. For Venus smiles not in a house of tears. Now, sir, her father counts it dangerous that she do give her sorrow so much sway, and in his wisdom hastes our marriage to stop the inundation of her tears, which, too much minded by herself alone, may be put from her by society. Now, do you know the reason of his haste? Now, do you know the reason of his haste?
Yeah.
I'm explaining it to you. Okay, sorry. I read that wrong. Aside.
Would I knew not why it should be slowed. Look, sir, here comes the lady towards my cell.
Enter Juliet. Happily met, my lady and my wife.
May be so, when I may be a wife.
That may... He must be love on Thursday next.
What must be shall be.
That's a certain text.
Come, you make confession to this father.
To answer that, I should confess to you.
Do not deny to him that you love me.
I will confess to you that I love him.
So will ye, I am sure, that you love me.
If I do so, it will be of more price, being spoke behind your back, than to your face.
Poor soul, thy face is much abused with tears.
The tears have got small victory by that, for it was bad enough before they spilt.
Thou wrongst it more than tears with that report.
That is no slander, sir, which is a truth, and when I spake to my face.
Thy face is mine, and thou hast slandered it!
Maybe so, for it is non mine own. Are you a leisure, holy father, now, or shall I come to you at evening mass?
My leisure serves me, pensive daughter, now. My lord, we must entreat the time alone.
God's shield, I should disturb devotion! Juliet, on Thursday early will I rouse ye. Till then, adieu, and keep this holy kiss. Exit me. Bye!
Oh, shut the door, and when thou hast done so, come weep with me, past hope, past cure, past help.
Oh, Juliet, I already know thy grief. It strains me past the compass of my wits. I hear thou must, and nothing may prorogue it, on Thursday next be married to this county.
Tell me not, Friar, that thou hast of this, unless thou tell me how I may prevent it. If in thy wisdom thou canst give me no hope, thou wilt call my resolution wise, and within this knife I'll help it presently. God joined my heart and Romeo's, thou our hands, and ere this hand by thee to Romeo's sealed shall be the label to another deed. Or my true heart with treacherous resolve turn to another. that shall slay them both. Therefore, out of the long experienced time, give me some present counsel, or behold, 'twixt my extremes and me this bloody knife shall play the empire, arbitrating that shall play the empire, and which the commission of thy years and art could no issue of true honoring bring. Be not so long to speak, I long to die. If what thou speakest, speak not of remedy.
Hold, daughter, I do spy a kind of hope, which craves as desperate an execution as that is desperate which we would prevent. If rather than to marry County Paris thou hast the strength of will to slay thyself, then it is likely thou wilt undertake a thing like death to chide away this shame, that copest with death himself to escape from it. And if thou darest, I give thee remedy.
Bid me leap rather than marry Paris from off the battlements of yonder tower, or walk in thievish ways, or bid my lurk where serpents are, chain me with roaring bears, or shut me nightly in eternal house, or covered quite with dead men's rattling bones, with reeky shakes and yellow chapless skulls, or bid me go into a new-made grave and hide me with a dead man in his shroud, things that to hear them told have made me tremble, and I will do it without fear or doubt, to live an unstained wife to my sweet love.
Hold then, go home, be merry, give consent to marry Paris. Wednesday is tomorrow. Tomorrow night, look that thou lie alone. Let not the nurse lie with thee in thy chamber. Take thou this vial, being then in bed, and this distilling liquor drink thou of, where presently through all thy veins shall run a cold and drowsy humor. For no pulse shall keep his native progress, but surcease. No warmth, no breath shall testify thou livest. The rose in thy lips and cheeks shall fade to wanny ashes. Thy eyes, windows fall like death when shuts up the day of life. Each part, deprived of subtle government, shall, stiff and stark and cold, appear like death. And in this borrowed likeness of shrunk death, thou shalt continue 2 and 40 hours. And then awake as from a pleasant sleep. Now when the bridegroom in his the morning comes to rouse thee from thy bed, there art thou dead. Then, as the manner of our country is, in thy best robes, uncovered on the bier, thou shalt be borne to that same ancient vault where all the kindred of the Capulets lie. In the meantime, against thou shalt awake, shall Romeo by my letters know our drift, and hither shall he come, and he and I will watch thy waking, and that very night shall Romeo bear thee hence to Mantua. And this shall free thee from this present shame, if no inconstant joy nor womanish fear abate thy valor in the acting it.
Give me, oh, tell me not of fear.
Hold, get you gone. Be strong and prosperous in this resolve. I'll send a friar with speed to Mantua with my letters to thy lord.
Love, give me strength, and strength shall help afford farewell, dear father.
Exeunt. So he had that vial just with him? Just in case?
Just in case.
Everybody has one of those.
Apothecaries. Got
concoction. Yeah, I'm going to have to fake
he's
my death.
He's not the apothecary. The apothecary is coming.
No, but he's a botanist in the Baz Luhrmann version. He has all those plants and everything, which was sort of a clever way, I think.
But even here, actually.
Yeah,
because he talks about all the plants at some point and how some plants are poisonous and some plants
right,
are good.
So he would have had these plants on him and therefore these.
Asked and answered. Okay, now we're in a hall in Capulet's house. We have Capulet, which is Eric. Lady Capulet, which will be Stephanie, will take my role. Nurse is Miss Kira. I'll take the serving men or man or whatever. And Juliet is Juliet. Enter Capulet, mother, Lady Capulet, nurse, and serving man, 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
How many got
can
budget,
you afford
budget
three?
For?
Yeah.
It better if you had 3.
It would be better.
Maybe just 2.
With puppets.
Whoa, it'd be better if you did, man. So many guests invite us here are rich.
Exit first servant.
Sirrah, go hire me 20 cunning cooks.
You shall have none ill, sir, for I'll try if they can lick their fingers.
How canst thou try them so?
Marry, sir, 'tis an ill cook that cannot lick his own fingers before he that cannot lick his fingers goes not with me.
Go, be gone.
Rose. Exit, second serving man. Adieu.
We shall be much unfurnished for this time. What, is my daughter gone to Friar Lawrence?
Aye, forsooth.
Well, he may chance to do some good on her. A peevish self-willed harlotry it is.
Enter Juliet.
See where she comes from shrift with merry look.
How now, my headstrong? Where have you been gadding?
Where I have learned me to repent the sin of disobedient of position to you and your behest, and then enjoined my holy Lawrence to fall prostrate here and beg your pardon.
She kneels down.
Pardon, I beseech you. Henceforward, I am ever ruled by you.
Send for the count. Go tell him of this. I'll have this knot knit up tomorrow morning.
I met the youthful lord at Lauren's cell, and gave him what becomed love I might. Not step o'er the bounds of modesty.
Why, I'm glad on it. This is well. Stand up. This is as it should be. Let me see thee, county. I marry go. I say, and fetch him hither. Now, afore God, this reverend holy friar, all our whole city is much bound to him.
Nurse, will you go with me into my closet to help me sort such needful ornaments as you think fit to furnish me tomorrow?
No, not till Thursday. There's time enough.
Go, nurse, go with her. We'll to church tomorrow.
Exeunt Juliet and nurse.
We shall be short in our provision. 'Tis now near night.
Tush, I will stir about, and all things shall be well, I warrant thee, wife. Go thou to Juliet, help to deck up her. I'll not bed tonight. Let me alone. I'll play the hussy for this once. What ho, they are all forth. Well, I will walk myself to County Paris to prepare up him against tomorrow. My heart is wondrous light since the same wayward girl is so reclaimed.
Exeunt. Oh, all in all. Done. No, not done. Juliet's chamber. Meanwhile, in another room in the same house.
Other stuff's going on.
Motivations appear. Enter Juliet and nurse.
Those attires are best. But gentle nurse, I pray thee, leave me to myself tonight, for I have need of many orisons to move the heavens to smile upon my state, which, well thou knowest, is cross and full of sin.
Orisons are...
They're prayers.
Quaaludes? Mm-hmm. Oh, prayers. Okay. Enter mother, Lady Capulet.
What, are you busy, ho? Need you my help?
You ho? I love those moments.
Hey, mom.
I love you too, Mom.
No, madam, we have called such necessaries as are behoveful.
Behooveful.
Behooveful. No, madam, we've called such necessaries are as are behooveful for our state tomorrow. So please you, let me now be left alone, and let the nurse this night sit up with you, for I am sure you have your hands full all in this so sudden business.
Go thee to bed and rest, for thou hast need.
Exeunt Lady Capulet and nurse.
Farewell. God knows when we shall meet again. I have a faint, cold fear thrills through my veins that almost freezes up the heat of life. I call them back again to comfort me. Nurse, what shall she do here? My dismal scene I needs must act alone. Come, vial. What if this mixture does not work at all? Shall I be married then tomorrow morning? No, no, this shall forbid it. Lie thou there.
Laying down her dagger.
What if it be a poison, which the friar suddenly hath ministered to have me dead? Last in the marriage he should be dishonored, because he's married me before to Romeo. I fear it is, and yet methinks it should not, for he has still been tried a holy man. How if when I am laid into the tomb, I wake before the time that Romeo comes to redeem me. There's a fearful point. Shall I not then be stifled in the vault, to whose foul mouth no healthsome air breathes in, and there die strangled ere my Romeo comes? Or if I live, is it not very like the horrible concert of death and night, together with the terror of the place, as in a vault, an ancient respectacle, where for those many hundred years the bones of all my buried ancestors are packed. where bloody Tybalt, yet but green in earth, lies festering in his shroud, where, as they say, at some hour in the night, spirits resort. Alack, alack, is not like that I, so early waking, what with lonesome smells and shrieks like mandrakes torn out of the earth, that living mortals hearing them run mad. Oh, if I wake, shall I not be distraught? Environed with all these hideous fears, and madly play with my forefather's joints, and pluck the mangled Tybalt from his shroud, and in this rage, with some great kinsman's bones, as with a club, dash out my desperate brains. Oh, look, methinks I see my cousin's ghost, seeking a Romeo that did spit with his body upon a rapier's point. Stay, Tybalt, stay. Romeo, I come. This do I drink to thee.
She falls upon her bed within the curtains. That is pretty dramatic when you see that. It's not a bad speech.
Yeah, well, her fears are like, well, maybe this, you know, mysterious liquid he gave me isn't
this old man gave me
who I just met.
Maybe he just wants me out of the way, yeah. So he doesn't have to deal with
the paperwork that comes when he marries two people.
There's food for you in the kitchen.
Act 4, scene 4. A hall in Capulet's house. Hi, Benny. Lady Capulet, Nurse Capulet, first serving man, second man. Enter Lady of the House, Lady Capulet, and Nurse with herbs.
Ooh. Hold, take these keys and fetch more spices, Nurse.
They call for dates and kinses in the pastry.
Enter Old Capulet.
Come, stir, 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 the second cock hath crowed, the curfew bell hath rung, 'tis 3 o'clock. Look to the baked meats, good Angelica. Spare not for cost.
Go, you cot queen, go. Get you to bed, faith. You'll be sick tomorrow for this night's watching.
No, not a whit. What, I have watched ere now all night for lesser cause and ne'er been sick.
Ah, you have been a mouse hunt in your time, but I will watch you from such watching now.
Exit Lady Capulet and Nurse.
A jealous hood, a jealous hood.
Enter 3 or 4 serving men with spits and logs and baskets.
Now, fellows, what is there?
Things for the cook, sir, but I know not what.
Make haste. Make
early morning.
Don't cough on the food and make haste.
Exit for serving men.
Sirrah, fetch dryer logs. Call Peter. He will show thee where they are.
I have heard, sir, that they will find out logs and never trouble Peter for the matter.
Yes, and well said, a merry horse on. Thou shalt be loggerhead.
Exit second serving man.
Good faith, 'tis day. The county will be here with music straight, for so he hath said he would.
Play music within.
I hear him near. Nurse, wife, what, nurse, I say?
Enter, nurse.
Go wake Juliet. Go and trim her up. I'll go and chat with Paris. Hi, make haste, make haste. The bridegroom has come already. Make haste, I say.
Exit. When last seen, we have nurse, Juliet, Lady Capulet, Capulet, Friar Lawrence, County Paris, musicians, and Peter.
Pierre,
the last one. Who read Peter last?
Peter's a new character. I don't think he's.
Yeah, I don't think
he's one of the servants,
yet.
Basically.
Yeah.
Benny, you want to read Peter?
Okay.
You're up. Welcome back, Benny Headley. Haven't heard of him for a long
while. Does Peter say anything?
Yeah, I think he's got a couple lines at the end. Okay, Act 5, Scene 5. Juliet's Chamber. Enter Nurse.
Act 4, Scene 5.
Act 4, Scene 5. What did I say?
Act Something 5, else. Scene 5. Mistress, what
it's
mistress?
All numbers.
Juliet, fast I warrant her, she. Why, lamb, why, lady? Fie, you slug abed. Why, love, I say, madame, sweetheart, why, bride? What, not a word? You take your pennyworths now, sleep for a week, for the next night, I warrant. The county Paris hath set up his rest that you shall rest but little. God forgive me, Mary and amen. How sound is she asleep? I needs must wake her. Madame, madame, madame. Aye, let the county take you in your bed. He'll fright you up, I faith. Will it not be?
Draws back the curtains.
What, dressed and in your clothes and down again? I must needs wake you, lady, lady, lady. Alas, alas, help, help, my lady's dead. Oh, where a day that ever I was born. Some aquavite, ho, my lord, my lady.
Enter, mother, Lady Capulet.
What noise is here?
Oh, lamentable day.
What is the matter?
Look, look, oh, heavy day.
Oh, me, my child, my only life. Revive, look up, or I will die with thee. Help, help, call help.
Enter Father Capulet.
For shame, bring Juliet forth, her lord is come.
She's dead, deceased, she's dead, alack the day.
Alack the day, she's dead, she's dead, she's dead.
Oh, she's dead. let me see her. Out, alas, she's cold. Her blood is settled and her joints are stiff. Life and these lips have long been separated. Death lies on her like an untimely frost upon the sweetest flower of the field.
Oh, lamentable day.
Oh, woeful time.
Death that hath taken her hence to make me wail ties up my tongue and will not let me speak.
Enter Friar Lawrence. I'll pinch hit because you're talking to yourself.
Gotcha.
If you want. And the County Paris with the musicians, actually. This will be tricky. Melissa, do you want to do...
Ben, do Friar Lawrence.
Ben, do you want to do Friar Lawrence?
Okay.
Because I'm Paris.
Okay. Come, is the bride ready to go to church?
Ready to go, but never to return. O son, the night before thy wedding day hath death lain with thy wife. There she lies, flower as she was, deflowered by him, not Romeo. Death is my son-in-law. Death is mine heir, my daughter he hath wedded. I will die and leave him all life. Living all is death.
Oh, have I thought long to see this morning's face, and doth it give me such sight as this?
Accursed, unhappy, wretched, hateful day. Most miserable hour that e'er time saw in lasting labor of his pilgrimage. But one poor and loving child, but one thing to rejoice and solace in, and cruel death hath catched it from my sight.
Oh, woe, oh, woeful, woeful, woeful day! Most lamentable day, most woeful day, that ever, ever I did yet behold. Oh, day, oh, day, oh, day, oh, hateful day! Never was seen so black a day as this. Oh, woeful day, oh, woeful day.
Beguiled, divorced, wronged, spited, slain, most detestable death. By thee beguiled, by cruel, cruel thee quite overthrown. Oh, love, oh, life, not life, but love and death.
Despised, distressed, hated, martyred, killed, uncomfortable time, why camest thou now to murder? Murder our solemnity. Oh, child, my soul, and not my child. Dead art thou. Alack, my child is dead. And with my child, my joys are buried.
Peace, ho, for shame. Confusions cure lives not in these confusions. Heaven and yourself had part in this, fair maid. Now heaven hath all, and all the better is it for the maid. Your part in her you could not keep from death, but heaven keeps her part in eternal life. The most you sought was her promotion, for 'twas your heaven she should be advanced. And weep ye now, seeing she is advanced above the clouds, as high as heaven itself? Oh, in this love, your love, you love your child so ill that you run mad, seeing that she is well. She's not well married that lives married long, but she's best married that dies married young. Dry up your tears and stick your rosemary on this fair corse, and as the custom is, and all her best array bear her to church. For though fond nature bids us all lament, yet nature's tears are reason's merriment.
All things that we ordained festival turn from their office to black funeral. Our instruments to melancholy bells, our wedding cheers to a sad burial feast, our solemn hymns to sullen dirges chant.
Richard
that seems a lot like Richard III.
It's a very similar scene.
But
stage.
In reverse. Our bridal flowers serve for buried course, and all things change them to their contrary.
Sir, go you in, and madam, go with him. And go, Sir Paris. Everyone prepare to follow this fair course onto her grave. The heavens do lower upon her for some ill. Move them no more by crossing their high will.
He's repeating lines.
He's stealing from himself.
He's stealing from his own play. They all, but the nurse and the musicians, go forth, casting rosemary on her and shutting the curtains. Faith, we may put up our pipes and be gone.
Honest good fellows, ah, put up, for well you know this is a pitiful case.
Exit. Aye, by my troth, the case may be amended.
Enter Peter.
Musicians, oh musicians, heart's ease, heart's ease. Oh, and you will have me live, play heart's ease.
Why heart's ease?
Oh musicians, because my heart itself plays, my heart is full. Oh, play me some merry dump to comfort me.
Not a dump, we. Tis no time to play now.
You will not then?
No.
I will then give it to you soundly.
What will you give us?
No money, on my faith, but the gleek. I will give you the minstrel.
Then will I give you the serving creature.
Then will I lay the serving creature's dagger on your pate. I will carry no crotchets. I'll re you, I'll fa you. Do you note me?
Ah, and you re us and fa us. You note us.
Pray you, you put your dagger and put out your wit.
Then have at you with my wit. I will dry beat you with an iron wit and put up my iron dagger. Answer me like men. When griping griefs the heart doth wound, and doleful dumps the mind oppress, and music with silver sound, with her silver sound. Why silver sound? Why, music with her silver sound? What say you, Simon Catling?
Marry, sir, because silver hath a sweet sound.
Pretty, what say you, you, Rebecca?
I say silver sound, because musicians sound for silver.
Pretty, too. What say you, James Soundpost?
She's getting into character.
Mm-hmm. Faith, I know not what to say.
Oh, I cry you mercy. You are the singer. I will say for you, it is music with her silver sound, because musicians have no gold for sounding. Uh-huh. Then music with her silver sound, with beauty help doth lend redress.
Exit. What? A pestilent knave is this same.
Hang him, Jack. Come, villain here, tarry for the mourners and stay dinner.
Exit.
Strange.
That scene was put in because he, like, needed one more scene.
Weird. That's just... I've never seen that.
It's been cut out.
That's the first time I think
version.
I've ever even read it.
Yeah.
But it's... Actually, it's like the sweet music Merchants of Venice kind of thing. The sound of sweet music.
Yeah.
It's a music thing.
So he's got a little bit of Richard III in there.
A lot of Richard
III. Yeah, he kind of reused a lot of those lines exactly. It's kind of fun, interesting. Just use those lines from the other play, but just switch them. They work well. Richard III was before this one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually back-to-back, I think.
No, Richard III is very early.
Isn't this pretty early?
No, this one's about 1596 or 97. So it's like, you know, like the first end of the, I don't know, like into the beginning of the second quarter of his career or something like that.
Right. How are you feeling?
Indeed.
Just listening.
Ah, a lot of sad. Everybody's sad in that scene. That is the theme. Everybody.
Yeah. And
sad.
Friar is a liar. Somehow it's okay for the priest to be a liar.
Okay. Well, that's it for Act 4. Come back and visit the Barbell for Act 5. What will happen?
Dun, dun, dun.
Who knows? Oh, Juliet is sort of dead. Right. Oh, go by barbrawl.com. Leave us a comment of what you thought of this act.
Bye, zounds.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Go Habs, go. Thank you. We will be back with you shortly.
See you next time.
See you next time.
And the board represents the reading of Slide 39 by Mr. Mark Della Costa.
Oh, hide thy worth with manners, may I sing, when thou art the better part of me. What can mine own praise to mine own self bring? And what it's but mine own when I praise thee? Even for this let us divided live, and our dear love lose name of single one, that by this separation I may give that due to thee which thou deservest alone. O absence, what a torment wouldst thou prove. Were it not thy sour leisure gave sweet leave to entertain the time with thoughts of love, which time and thought so sweet doth deceive, and that thou teachest how to make one twain by praising him here who doth hence remain.